It's happened to all of us, I'm sure. The time comes for you to speak up in your personal life or your leadership or in your work, and your throat locks up. It might feel like there's a vice grip around your neck, or maybe there's like a burning sensation in your throat when you breathe or when you go to swallow. No sound can come out, and I tell you, that sucker is locked down. Or maybe you feel like you need to cry every time you have to have a hard conversation in your personal life or in your work. Now, these experiences are all too real. And in the moment or in hindsight, you might feel like there's something wrong with you, right? You might ask, why can't I just speak up? Well, I'm here today to tell you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your voice box. There's nothing wrong with your vocal cords. And stay with me for the rest of this episode to hear about all of the things that you can do when your throat locks up. Hello, by the way. Welcome back to The Embodied Leader. I'm Elise Bessler, your resident voice and embodied life and leadership coach. And this, well, this is where we get curious about how nervous system regulation and mindset and somatic wisdom can support leadership and entrepreneurship and, well, really just being fully expressed in any part of your life. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome. And if you're still just trying to figure out what the heck we're doing here and you're not quite sure about all of this, you're still welcome. I've said here before on The Embodied Leader that this work is really for anyone who's ready and willing to be a part of the inevitable changes that so many of us are seeking in the coaching and leadership industries. So, little story time. The other day, I asked my VA and my friend Robin if she thought I should name an upcoming workshop that I'm offering, How to Have Hard Conversations. And she was very honest with me. She said, no. And I love a really good, honest answer like that. That's actually creates a felt sense of safety for me when I have people in my life that can be that honest with me. But she went on to say, you know what, Elise, people don't want to have hard conversations. It's because they're hard and they feel icky. So from a marketing perspective, I can totally see why that working title wasn't super appealing. And so that begged the question, what the heck should I call it? If people don't want to have the hard conversations, and we don't really want to call them hard conversations, what do they want? So in true fashion, I hopped over to my social media community and I asked them, and they responded with things like, they want to learn how to set boundaries without feeling like a dick. And I'm putting that in air quotes, but that's an actual quote. They want to be able to set boundaries without feeling guilty. They want to be able to ask for what they need without feeling shame. And they want to be able to give feedback to team members and colleagues and the people in their lives without stripping dignity away. And then there's the big one. They want to be able to say something vulnerable like, I love you. Or I'm feeling sad today. So raise your hand if you have ever had your throat lock up while you're using your voice in a situation like one of these. In episode 1 of The Embodied Leader, I go over the 3 reasons why speaking up is so hard. It's not the only 3 reasons, but in my 20 plus years of doing this coaching work, I have deduced it down to those 3 reasons. So make sure you pop over to that episode to listen to some great info about the reasons why this physiological phenomenon happens. Say that 10 times fast. Once you have an idea of why your throat locks up on you, you'll be armed with really great information and you'll be able to shift into free expression from that locked up feeling. So, you know I'm going to bring nervous system function into this conversation, and that's because I talk about nervous system function a lot. But the workings of this operating system of our body are why our voices lock up on us. Rather, when we don't feel safe in our body at that embodied level, those signals are sent to our brain and our brain creates outputs to keep us safe. One of those being locking up the mechanism. So the muscles and the nerves and everything that controls the vocal cords. And it keeps them from being able to move freely and to function freely. So let's take a moment to honor that wisdom, right? Rather than it being a, oh, this thing is so frustrating and annoying. What if we were to look at it as, wow, that's really freaking wise, body. So even though at times it might feel like there's something wrong with you when your throat locks up, the truth is your body is actually doing its job. Your body is actually doing its job. Now, polyvagal theory, which is a nervous system theory that I've spoken about on this Embodied Leader before, tells us that our voice and our breath are always affected when we experience trauma. And to varying degrees, we all experience trauma, right? So think about it. We gasp, we scream, we hold our breath, or we stay silent. And these are all super wise adaptive responses to a traumatic event. And there's memory in trauma. And our nervous system will move to protect that memory at all costs. So how do we overcome our throats locking up when we need to use our voice during a vulnerable or important moment? Well, there are so many tools that I use, and I, of course, teach these in my programs and my one-to-one coaching. But today I wanted to outline both in-the-moment tools, so something that you could do in the moment when your throat locks up, and then also the long-term practices that will help your throat become unlocked and ready for expression, sort of as a long game practice. So an important point is that when we're in survival response, there's a part of our brain called the amygdala, and there's no quiz on this. You don't have to remember this later, but there is this part of our brain called the amygdala that is basically directing traffic to mitigate threat, or to mitigate harm, I should say, sort of like interpreting threat, right? And this is part of our survival brain, and this part of our brain, the survival brain, is not connected to our executive functioning. So our cognition is not involved in this process at all. So we need to make a conscious choice to come back into our power and our autonomy and to come out of that threat response. In the moment, if your throat is locked up and you'd like to use your voice, this is the in-the-moment tool. Choose to swallow. With or without liquid. When you swallow, the mechanics of your larynx, your voice box, and your throat, and all of the nervous system components around that will come back online. And to up the ante, if you're in a moment that feels safe to do so, you can also hum before you speak. This will get the vocal cords moving in your throat and also get the vagus nerve online quickly. And that's the nerve of confidence. And it also happens to be the nerve that makes the vocal cords vibrate. And it also happens to be the nerve that is responsible for feeling that sense of calm in your body. So that's what you can do in the moment. Swallow. And remember, we're coming out of the threat response by making a choice, coming to the frontal lobe of your brain and choosing. Now, long term, practicing vocalizing exercises and nervous system regulation will help tone the mechanism. Right? It'll help tone it. Think of it as like the outside exercises that you would do for a volleyball game, right? You wouldn't go out on the volleyball court and do squats, but you would do the squats so that you have the strength and the ability to have the stamina to get through the game, right? So you can think of these long-term practices as the strength and stamina building for your voice. So what can we do? Well, sing. I'm going to always say sing. The voice coach in me says sing. Sing for fun, sing for pleasure, and sing for toning. Don't worry about what it sounds like. If you need to, sing in the privacy of your own home. Go into your closet and sing, but sing. And if you don't love to sing, which who are you if you don't love to sing? But if you don't love to sing, chanting, like oming and chanting practices, can create vibration in your throat. I shouldn't say they can create, they do create vibration in your throat and your whole body as well. So in a sense, then vibrating your whole nervous system. And the next long game practice is neurosomatic intelligence applied neurology exercises. Now, this is an applied neuro practice that I've just become certified in, and it really is truly one of the best ways that I've discovered over my career to be able to rewire our nervous system to our brain responses. The next one I'll suggest is specific vagus nerve freeing practices. And I'll be teaching these in the Embodied Leader Incubator this fall. So again, the vagus nerve is the nerve that gets our vocal cords vibrating. I was going to say vocal folds, which is actually what they're called, vocal folds. There's flaps of skin, basically. Gets our vocal cords vibrating, but it's also that calm and confident nerve in our body as well. And the last tool I'll offer is reducing stress. And I know everyone says reduce the amount of stress, but here's the thing. The less stress we have, the less of those signals our brain has to deal with, right? So actively regulating our nervous system and choosing that as a practice is a really great way to be able to access your voice. So I've created a toolkit I call the Art and Soul of Speaking Up Confidence Toolkit. And you can get yours by clicking the link in the show notes. And it's a series of audio and video somatic practices and voice practices and breathwork practices to help you own your voice and speak up with confidence in your life and work. And I want to hear about your experience with this episode today. So make sure to keep in touch by maybe dropping a comment here or following me on Instagram at Elise Bessler, on YouTube at The Embodied Leader, or by email at hello@elisebessler.com. Now, I mentioned the Embodied Leader Incubator. It's a 3-month group coaching and training program starting in September 2023. And it's for coaches and folks in leadership who are ready to be a part of that inevitable change that I talked about earlier that is coming in our industries, and it is coming. The doors are officially open now. And anyone who signs up before summer gets free coaching with me. So there's a win-win. In this program, we're learning the language of the nervous system so that we can all learn to hold sacred, trauma-informed space. Yes, for our clients, but for ourselves first and foremost. So click the link in the show notes to book a discovery call if you're curious about how this program can help give you the ultimate up-level in your life and your work. See you next time on The Embodied Leader.